This episode is brought to you by IVP.
Do you find yourself reacting to negative emotions in unhealthy ways? Emotions like these are powerful, and yet God has a good purpose for them. In his book, Mastering Our Emotions, psychologist Kevin Chapman integrates biblical truth, evidence-based insights from psychology, and spiritual practices to empower us to move from being mastered by our emotions to living in emotional maturity. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Mastering Our Emotions for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 29 through Exodus chapter 30, verse 33. Exodus chapter 29, the consecration of Aaron and his sons. Now this is what you are to do for them, to consecrate them so that they may minister as my priests. Take a young bull and two rams without blemish, and bread made without yeast, and perforated cakes without yeast mixed with oil, and wafers without yeast spread with oil. You are to make them using fine wheat flour. You are to put them in one basket and present them in the basket along with the bull and the two rams. You are to present Aaron and his sons at the entrance of the tent of meeting. You are to wash them with water and take the garments and clothe Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod and the breastpiece. You are to fasten the ephod on him by using the skillfully woven waistband. You are to put the turban on his head and put the holy diadem on the turban. You are to take the anointing oil and pour it on his head and anoint him. You are to present his sons and clothe them with tunics and wrap the sashes around Aaron and his sons and put headbands on them. And so the ministry of priesthood will belong to them by perpetual ordinance. Thus, you are to consecrate Aaron and his sons. You are to present the bull at the front of the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons are to put their hands on the head of the bull. You are to kill the bull before the Lord at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and take some of the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger. All the rest of the blood you are to pour out at the base of the altar. You are to take all the fat that covers the entrails and the lobe that is above the liver and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them and burn them on the altar. But the meat of the bull, its skin, and its dung, you are to burn up outside the camp. It is the purification offering. You are to take one ram, and Aaron and his sons are to lay their hands on the ram's head. You are to kill the ram and take its blood and splash it all around on the altar. You are to cut the ram into pieces and wash the entrails and its legs and put them on its pieces and on its head and burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord, a soothing aroma. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord. You are to take the second ram, and Aaron and his sons are to lay their hands on the ram's head, and you are to kill the ram and take some of its blood and put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, on the tip of the right ear of his sons, on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and then splash the blood all around on the altar. You are to take some of the blood that is on the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron, on his garments, on his sons, and on his sons' garments with him, so that he may be holy. he and his garments along with his sons and his sons' garments. You are to take from the ram the fat tail, the fat that covers the entrails, the lobe of the liver, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and the right thigh, for it is the ram for consecration, and one round flat cake of bread, one perforated cake of oiled bread, and one wafer from the basket of bread made without yeast that is before the Lord. You are to put all these in Aaron's hands and in his son's hands, and you are to wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then you are to take them from their hands and burn them on the altar for a burnt offering, for a soothing aroma before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord. You are to take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration. You are to wave it as a wave offering before the Lord, and it is to be your share. You are to sanctify the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the contribution, which were waved and lifted up as a contribution from the ram of consecration, from what belongs to Aaron and to his sons. It is to belong to Aaron and to his sons from the Israelites by a perpetual ordinance, for it is a contribution. It is to be a contribution from the Israelites, from their peace offerings, their contribution to the Lord. The holy garments that belong to Aaron are to belong to his sons after him, so that they may be anointed in them and consecrated in them. The priest who succeeds him from his sons, when he first comes to the tent of meeting to minister in the holy place, is to wear them for 7 days. You are to take the ram of the consecration and cook its meat in a holy place. Aaron and his sons are to eat the meat of the ram and the bread that was in the basket at the entrance of the tent of meeting. They are to eat those things by which atonement was made, to consecrate and to set them apart, but no one else may eat them, for they are holy. If any of the meat from the consecration offerings or any of the bread is left over until morning, then you are to burn up what is left over. It must not be eaten, because it is holy. Thus you are to do for Aaron and for his sons according to all that I have commanded you. You are to consecrate them for 7 days. Every day you are to prepare a bull for a purification offering for atonement. You are to purify the altar by making atonement for it, and you are to anoint it to set it apart as holy. For 7 days you are to make atonement for the altar and set it apart as holy. Then the altar will be most holy. Anything that touches the altar will be holy. Now this is what you are to prepare on the altar every day continually. 2 lambs a year old, the first lamb you are to prepare in the morning, and the second lamb you are to prepare around sundown. With the first lamb, offer a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a fourth of a hin of oil from pressed olives and a fourth of a hin of wine as a drink offering. The second lamb you are to offer around sundown. You are to prepare for it the same meal offering as for morning and the same drink offering for a soothing aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. This will be a regular burnt offering throughout your generations at the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet with you to speak to you there. There I will meet with the Israelites, and it will be set apart as holy by my glory. So I will set apart as holy the tent of meeting and the altar, and I will set apart as holy Aaron and his sons, that they may minister as priests to me. I will reside among the Israelites, and I will be their God. And they will know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out from the land of Egypt, so that I may reside among them. I am the Lord their God. Exodus chapter 30, the altar of incense. You are to make an altar for burning incense. You are to make it of acacia wood. Its length is to be 18 inches, and its width 18 inches. It will be square. Its height is to be 36 inches, with its horns of one piece with it. You are to overlay it with pure gold, its top, its 4 walls, and its horns, and make a surrounding border of gold for it. You are to make 2 gold rings for it under its border. On its 2 flanks, you are to make them on its 2 sides. The rings will be places for poles to carry it with. You are to make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. You are to put it in front of the curtain that is before the Ark of the Testimony, before the atonement lid that is over the testimony, where I will meet you. Aaron is to burn sweet incense on it morning by morning. When he attends to the lamps, he is to burn incense. When Aaron sets up the lamps around sundown, he is to burn incense on it. It is to be a regular incense offering before the Lord throughout your generations. You must not offer strange incense on it, nor burnt offering, nor meal offering, and you must not pour out a drink offering on it. Aaron is to make atonement on its horns once in the year with some of the blood of the sin offering for atonement. Once in the year, he is to make atonement on it throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord. The ransom money. The Lord spoke to Moses, "When you take a census of the Israelites according to their number, then each man is to pay a ransom for his life to the Lord when you number them, so that there will be no plague among them when you number them. Everyone who crosses over to those who are numbered is to pay this. A half shekel, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, a shekel weighs 20 gerahs. The half shekel is to be an offering to the Lord. Everyone who crosses over to those numbered from 20 years old and up is to pay an offering to the Lord. The rich are not to pay more, and the poor are not to pay less than the half shekel when giving the offering of the Lord to make atonement for your lives. You are to receive the atonement money from the Israelites and give it for the service of the tent of meeting. It will be a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord to make atonement for your lives. The bronze laver. The Lord spoke to Moses, "You are also to make a large bronze basin with a bronze stand for washing. You are to put it between the tent of meeting and the altar and put water in it. And Aaron and his sons must wash their hands and their feet from it. When they enter the tent of meeting, they must wash with water so that they do not die. Also, when they approach the altar to minister by burning incense as an offering made by fire to the Lord, they must wash their hands and their feet so that they do not die. And this will be a perpetual ordinance for them and for their descendants throughout their generations." Oil and incense. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Take choice spices, 12.5 pounds of free-flowing myrrh, half that, about 6.25 pounds of sweet-smelling cinnamon, 6.25 pounds of sweet-smelling cane, and 12.5 pounds of cassia, all weighed according to the sanctuary shekel, and 4 quarts of olive oil. You are to make this into a sacred anointing oil, a perfumed compound, the work of a perfumer. It will be sacred anointing oil. With it, you are to anoint the tent of meeting, the ark of the testimony, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar for the burnt offering and all its utensils, and the laver and its base. So you are to sanctify them, and they will be most holy. Anything that touches them will be holy. You are to anoint Aaron and his sons and sanctify them so that they may minister as priests. And you are to tell the Israelites, 'This is to be my sacred anointing oil throughout your generations. It must not be applied to people's bodies, and you must not make any like it with the same recipe. It is holy, and it must be holy to you. Whoever makes perfume like it and whoever puts any of it on someone not a priest will be cut off from his people.'" New Testament reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 through 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, salutation. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, with all the saints who are all in Achaia, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving for God's comfort. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we may be able to comfort those experiencing any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ overflow toward us, so also our comfort through Christ overflows to you. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort that you experience in your patient endurance of the same sufferings that we also suffer. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you will share in our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, regarding the affliction that happened to us in the province of Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of living. Indeed, we felt as if the sentence of death had been passed against us, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. He delivered us from so great a risk of death, and he will deliver. We have set our hope on him, that he will deliver us yet again, as you also join in helping us by prayer, so that many people may give thanks to God on our behalf for the gracious gift given to us through the help of many. Paul defends his change plans. For our reason for confidence is this: the testimony of our conscience, that with pure motives and sincerity, which are from God, not by human wisdom, but by the grace of God, we conducted ourselves in the world, and all the more toward you. For we do not write you anything other than what you can read and also understand. But I hope that you will understand completely, just as also you have partly understood us, that we are your source of pride, just as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. And with this confidence, I intended to come to you first, so that you would get a second opportunity to see us, and through your help to go on into Macedonia, and then from Macedonia to come back to you and be helped on our way into Judea by you. Therefore, when I was planning to do this, I did not do so without thinking about what I was doing, did I? Or did I make plans according to mere human standards, so that I would be saying both yes, yes, and no, no at the same time? But as God is faithful, our message is to you, not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the one who was proclaimed among you by us, by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but it has always been yes in him. For every one of God's promises are yes in him. Therefore, also through him, the amen is spoken to the glory we give to God. But it is God who establishes us together with you in Christ and who anointed us, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a down payment. Why Paul postponed his visit. Now I appeal to God, my witness, that to spare you, I did not come again to Corinth. I do not mean that we rule over your faith, but we are workers with you for your joy, because by faith you stand firm. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. So I made up my own mind not to pay you another painful visit, for if I make you sad, who would be left to make me glad but the one I caused to be sad? And I wrote this very thing to you so that when I came, I would not have sadness from those who ought to make me rejoice, since I am confident in you all that my joy would be yours. For out of great distress and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not to make you sad, but to let you know the love that I have especially for you. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, I thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, our great high priest, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord God, for the statutes, the ordinances that you put down in the Old Testament, oh God, to show us what it costs to worship you. The sacrifices of rams, of bulls, of goats, the particular specifications that it took to worship you, to burn incense, to make specialized perfume that was consecrated and set apart as holy. Thank you, God. Thank you for showing us that even in those sacrifices, oh God, you don't leave us without, oh God. That I thank you that even those provisions of sacrifices that were made to you, I thank you, oh God, that you have set apart and ordered, oh God, the priests, the son Aaron and the sons of Aaron to eat of that food, the particular portions of the sacrifices that you, oh God, had ordered for them, you also provided. God, I thank you. I thank you that we can come to you boldly to your throne of grace because the very reason I can come to you right now in prayer without having to do all of that is because of Jesus, our great high priest. God, would you help us to never, ever to take this privilege of coming before your throne just as we are. Help us not to take that for granted, oh God. You are awesome. You are worthy of praise, honor, and glory. God, I thank you. Thank you so much for the love between brothers and sisters, oh God, the love that is on display from Paul, oh God, in this letter in 2 Corinthians. God, I pray that you would fill us with more love for one another, that we would be weeping as we correspond with one another because of the depth of our love for one another. Lord, fill us with that type of love, oh God. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.